it's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
At Oregon Life Homes, Shane Mass joins us every Friday to talk about the ever-changing real estate market. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about where things are in the market right now. What about rates? Where do things stand?
Yeah, they've bounced. They've been bouncing really between 6 and 7 this whole year. And this week, they finally bounced up a little bit over 7. So we're sitting at about 7.12% for your average conventional. FHA is sitting at about 6.7%. VA is also about 6.7%. This is the first time they've hit 7 since, it wasn't that long ago, it was March. So they've been pretty stable, but steadily been going up just a little bit each month to get us over 7. What's interesting about that is it hasn't really slowed down our market. So when rates hit 7 for the first time, the first time this cycle in October, it pretty much flattened the market. The market went down as far as pending sales go by 30 to 40%. But right now they're, and it's also seasonal. That time of year it does start to slow down anyway, but not by, it slows down like 7% on average in the winter, not 35%. So that was a pretty big drop. But right now sales are up. There's 4 business days left in May, and we've already closed 98 properties in Douglas County. So with 4 full business days, that's going to be well over 100. And we haven't had 100 closed sales in a month for 7 months. So looking good for people in the industry, and buyers are back out looking regardless of the rates. So it's almost like people are kind of getting used to the 6 to 7% interest rate.
And what about, of course, with this time of the year, you have the natural pickup of folks getting ready to make transitions as school gets out.
Yep, that's and we haven't even hit that yet. Now, May was our peak last year. We peaked it as far as the price. In fact, it was the peak, the highest month in Douglas County history was May of last year for sale price, and that was at $355,000. This May, it looks like we're going to be about 335. So that's about a 5% decrease year over year. But if you look month over month, I think I texted you that we were 5% up from last month, but I messed up a calculation. We're actually 8% up in sale price from last month. Now, I did mention this several times over the winter, the late winter, that I felt like we were at the bottom when it comes to price. And it's looking like that is the case. We got all the way down to under 300,000 average sale price there for a while. And now we're into the threes again for your just normal home in Douglas County.
Wow. Talk about in this market, does it tend to be fairly evenly spaced? I'm not trying to say this the wrong way, I think. Is there normally homes in pretty much every price range, or do you find that there's times where a lot of the homes are kind of all in a particular price range?
There's a lot of them in every price range. There's about 50 properties under 200,000. I actually wrote all this down. There's between 200,000 and 300,000, there's about 40. Between 300,000 and 400,000, there's about 70 houses. That's actually the most, is the 300, which makes sense because our median sale price is 330. So even when you get up to the 400 to 500,000, there's still 44. So there's about the same number between 400 and 500,000 as there is between 2 and 300,000. And even the 5 to 600, there's 26. There's 23 in the 600 to 700 range. So really, there's a lot of houses for sale, relatively to the last couple of years. There's a lot of houses for sale in pretty much every price range. There's 15 in the 1 to 2 million range. Now, the higher you get, the lower the pending rate goes. Last month, there was only 6 properties or 8 properties that sold over 500,000, but there's a lot of them for sale.
Yeah, and of course, a limited number of people wanting to go that high or can afford to go that high. Also, one of the things I've been noticing, you talked about this a while back and kind of got my attention, the importance when people are marketing their home, working with their agent in photography. I have, you know, I look at a lot of sites. I see a lot of pictures of homes. And it's interesting, the ones that really stand out are the ones that are where the photography is done well and the home is neat. I've seen other situations where I was kind of surprised the picture was actually up because I thought somebody probably needed to clean up the room a little bit.
Yeah. It's not that hard. And I think it's just when the market shifts, your strategies have to shift. Both as an agent, you know, we don't buy and sell homes. We help people buy and sell homes. So our advice to our sellers has to change as the buyers change and what they can afford changes. So the number one thing I think, well, number one is always price. If you're priced right, you have a better chance of selling it than if you're too high. All things being equal, if you're priced right and you've got really good pictures and your competitor doesn't, you're going to get a lot more views than people coming to your house. 87% of people find the house that they want online now. So, I mean, it's not like they're going to just drive by very often and just see a sign in the yard and come look at your house. They got to fall in love with it online first. So if I could give any sellers any one piece of advice, it's make sure you get professional pictures. And this is a service provided for by your agent. And Douglas County has really, really good, there's a lot, actually, quite a few professional photographers, real estate photographers, that's all they do. They just shoot houses for a living. So even if you think you're a pretty good hobby photographer, spend a few hundred dollars to use a professional and make your house look that much better.
Yeah, it really does make a difference, including some that I think are probably using drones just to get some cool, perspective shots kind of above a house and all that.
Every property that I list, we use drone photography. So for one thing, it's the best way to view your property and the surrounding areas. Buyers really like it because they can see what the neighbors look like, what the neighborhood looks like. You know, I have one that's about a block from the Umpqua River in Elkton right now. And, you know, if we didn't use a drone, you wouldn't see how close you are to the river. They pan out and people can see, oh, wow, I could literally, in 2 minutes, I could have my pole in the water. So, yeah, drone is super important, and it does. They don't charge very much for drone photography. I think it's usually about $75 to $100 to add drone to your listing package. And, you know, when you're selling your house for hundreds of thousands of dollars, that extra $100 could really make the difference.
Wow. Got about a minute left. What else do you want to share with folks today?
I was going to give people a tip. So here's, I don't know why, but most houses close at the end of the month. And it just baffles me because here's a tip. If you can choose your close date, close at the beginning of the month because you get a grace period when your first payment is due. So especially, I mean, a lot of these payments now are in the 2000 range and higher. So if you close, for example, today, your first payment would be due, you would get June off and your first payment would be July 1st. But if you closed on June 1st, next Wednesday or Thursday, you get June and July off. Your next payment's not till August. Your first payment won't be till August 1st. So just by closing a few days later, you can basically start your payment later, and that $2,000 that you would be paying in July won't start till August, and you can use that $200,000 for something else.
All right, perfect. Give folks your phone number.
Yeah, our phone number is 541-391-4945, and we're located in downtown at 603 Southeast Jackson.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, wrapping up the Douglas County Real Estate Report.